Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful evening with healing. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here, and thank you so much all for joining us with Ron and the Creation Lightship for our healing hour. It's Monday, and we have fast chat available for you who can get to that. You may put questions in on there. And Ron, do we take callers today too?
Yeah, we can take callers. Yeah.
Quick
and fast. We want to do a lot of healings today. So if you do want to ask for a sample healing that the Lightship does for the healing sessions, we can do that. So that would be wonderful to have people experience different types of healings that they do, and that would be wonderful. But please don't ask about having maybe like a sore knee or toe, because that's done on personal session. So if you have a healing like a mental body clearing or maybe a sensory or something, we would love to do those to show you what the Lightship does instantaneously. And these are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So these energetic bodies is what we need to clean out, okay? And these energetic bodies is what is basically causing your physical problems that you're dealing with. Well, naturally, what you're dealing with that may be physically affecting you now as far as some kind of malady is caused by these bodies being overfilled and leaking their negative energy into your body. So you want to get those cleaned out first before you request a physical healing, you know, for a particular problem that you're dealing with, because these bodies must be cleaned out first. This is what Jesus said. He's releasing you from your sins, and that's these energetic bodies being cleaned out. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I also want to add to that what we are doing here that you can experience through Ron on these shows are a sample of the Creation Lightship healings. And, you know, what Ron was talking about, how they clear out the DNA, has to be done through the full life clearings. And you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and you can look up a master list of services. A lot of those clearings will also be able, you can do them online too. So there's a lot available. There's a lot of information on the website. And just so that you know that what we're doing on the radio show is just a sample and not the same as what we're doing on when you do them in person or online. So just wanted to first mention that. And also, if you do want to call in, there's the toll-free number in U.S. and Canada, which is 888-815-9756. And there is also three other numbers, and you can go to bbsradio.com, station one, and check out those numbers on there. So I wanted to maybe see what we can go into today, Ron, if we can talk a little bit later about the different clearings that help the mind and all that, because I think that's a big thing for all of us. But I also know you went through a big day yesterday, and this whole weekend was a very big weekend for you going through, and for all of us who were on it. We had a wonderful, wonderful session on Saturday, 4 hours on the Creation Lightship, and yesterday was 8 hour and constantly healing. And I can so recommend going on the conference calls that are during the week. I would say when things really, really changed for me personally is when I started doing all of them. So for a while now, the last year has made an incredible difference in my life. And I have been on the conference calls during the week. They are key to keep you getting healed, because that's what is being done for those hours. They're available 3 times a week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Wednesday is also water charging. So we can go back to talk a little bit for those people that are new, Ron, maybe go through what the Creation Light Chip is, and maybe you can describe it a little bit, and how it looks, you know, the size of it and the scope of the Creation Light Chip, because that's always so wonderful to hear. And how is the Creation Light Chip different from an ET craft? So over to you, Ron.
Okay. Well, the light chip is very large. Basically, on the website, we initially put that it's close to about 500 miles in diameter, which could be basically true. It's multi-stories, so it is very large. So a way to look at it is if what would you use or create or make, like a large laboratory and a large warehouse, to store every single blueprint that the light created for everything made from the light, from when the light first started to this moment right now. So all that is on the Creation Light Chip. And that information is used by the beings that are created who wish to create life forms. So they can actually go in and pull out the spiritual blueprints of a particular life form and have it recreated again. And this is what's on the light chip. Also what's on the light chip, right now, what we're working with is doctor teams to help us do physical healings and energetic healings so that we can do the ascension process. This is why it comes through every 2,000 years. It also has a defense fleet ship. This is where the light battles the darkness. Remember, the darkness did not come into the light. There would not need to be any type of defense fleet ships around because they would not be needed. But because the darkness creeps into the territory of light and steals parts of your spirit, parts of your soul, and takes you off into parallel universes so you can never be found again, then this is why they have this particular venue or energy to fight the darkness. Remember, the light ship only deals with light. It has never created the darkness, and the darkness somehow wants to take the energy of light and use it and manipulate it for its own needs, which is what we're doing down here. We are all being controlled by this darkness energies, okay? This is why we live in mind energy, because the darkness is transmitting these unfortunate transmissions to us that we're living by. So on a planet of light, this would not exist whatsoever. You would just strictly be in your heart. All of the information that you'd be getting, if you want to use the word thoughts, would be heart-centered. And your whole body would be connected to this. Instead, now we have a separation. We have the separation, which is our head versus our heart. And in true light, you don't have that. You only have heart. And this is kind of what's going on, is that we're now hoping to eliminate the darkness out of everyone. The ones that choose to denounce the darkness and to come into the light. Remember, most people are not aware of the light. They are using the false teachings of the light through religions, not knowing that there is a difference. And they're using the God energy that the darkness brought here. And that's very unfortunate because most people don't understand that. And they go into a lot of dark side practitioners and they wish to use the force of will. And it just gets to be very sad on how the darkness has taken over humanity here. And also the Earth Spirit. The Earth Spirit is coming up on its spirit energy. It's probably approaching about 10%. Remember, it was almost killed by the darkness because it has to do the ascension. So now it's actually fighting for its life. And unfortunately, people bring in energies from outside of themselves and bore holes into the auric field of the Earth Spirit, which bring in more dark aliens. And this is what we're dealing with, is the darkness of the alien life forms connecting to people and the Earth blueprint and the Earth Spirit. So there's many things that this is happening and what they're doing to us here. So it gets to be kind of difficult to even talk about. Most people don't really understand it, but the ones that do fully get it. So if you're a newcomer listening to this program, by all means, keep listening and or go to the archives and, you know, listen to 10 shows so you can get your feet wet and find out what truth really is versus the light of the darkness truth of the illusion and the way the dark side traps you here in your forced reincarnation process. Remember, if you've been here for more than one lifetime, you're trapped here. And how many times have you been here? How many ascensions have you lost because you follow dark side teachings? So, if we could try a clearing here, let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life. Remember, this we do on the website. We do whole lifetime clearings for you. This is what Jesus did to clear out your sins. And this is one of the clearings here. This is the emotional clearing. And this is the baggage, your stuff of your genetic coding in your body. Remember, you're running programs, and the programs are attached to your DNA. And they get activated, and they become a life of their own, working through you and with you in this lifetime. This is why once they surface, you have a continuous life full of this particular program, and you normally have negative effects from it. So the emotions are what we deal with here typically. There's other things too, but the emotions are the big one. So here we go. We're going to clear out 5 days for you. Remember, you must have your whole life clearing if you wish to have freedom from this. These samples will not do that. It'll just give you a little reprieve. It's like a very, very, very small Band-Aid to help you out. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And naturally, if you're smart, you're going to get the emotional clearing along with the unlimited version so you can stay current. Remember, every day, every second that you live, you are going to be bringing, you know, from the darkness, more trauma to yourself. So why not stay cleared and have a better life? This is what we do. We do the unlimited after you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. It takes about a half an hour to an hour to do. One time clearing, it's over with. It's done. This is how quick the light shift works. If you wanted to go to a psychiatrist and tell them all your problems of every thought that you had in your lifetime, you might be here for maybe a few hundred years or even lifetimes talking to one psychiatrist. And remember, that'll bring up more questions. So, you know, if you want to have a clearing, this is it. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you for doing that emotional clearing. I was wondering if, or actually somebody mentioned that too, if maybe we could have a chakra sample clearing too?
Sure, here we go. So we'll go to your heart center first. Remember, you have to position the chakra in properly because the chakras do move around. And when they become attached psychically by people's thoughts, remember, the thoughts are the darkness. So when somebody sends darkness attached to you by thinking of you, either good or bad, it's the same thing. It's a frequency that your body cannot handle. Just because you think of a good thought transmitted to somebody, is the person on the receiving end going to see that as a positive thing to them? The answer would be no. Why would it be no? Because you're interfering with their energetic pattern of their body, which you should not be doing to begin with. The thought that you have that might be good may only resonate to you yourself as a good thought. To somebody else, it may be a negative thought. So you never want to send any type of projection. You never want to pray for anybody because you are attacking them psychically. So here we go. Heart chakra. Going to reposition that. That's perfect. Throat chakra, power chakra. Second, you might actually feel a move inside of you. And first chakra. There we go. Next, we're going to do a opening for everybody. This is your choice. I normally go body width for you so you have better healing. So here we go. So going back to the heart. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to command the energy. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, I'll put some music on and just take note on how your body is feeling. Now remember, if you haven't had your feeling body cleared out, your information that you're getting for your feelings may not be valid. You may be clogged up full of gunk. And so you definitely want to have a feeling body clearing also. So here we go. Just enjoy. we'll do a feeling body here, since you mentioned feeling body. And remember, most people live in emotions, but there are people who live in feelings. A feeling person uses the word feeling in their vocabulary a lot. So here we go, feeling body. Again, we'll do 5 days for you. This is just like a very, very, very small Band-Aid to help you out. If you don't have your whole lifetime clearing done, then I don't know. I don't know what to say. I've seen so many people have wonderful lives after those clearings, so maybe you don't want to have that if you haven't had these clearings. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. Or maybe you're just trying to figure out what we're doing. I had one lady doing this at a expo years ago, and she said that she had very, very high Arcturian guides. And she saw me do this here with the emotional clearing. And so she stayed up in the evening, wanted to do, you know, a few years in her life. And she says she spent about 5 hours in the evening attempting to do what I'm doing. And her guide said they don't have a clue of what I'm doing because they don't even have that technology. So just food for thought for you. So the light shift is not alien. It has created life forms that we might actually have physically seen pictures of aliens, because remember, everything starts from somewhere. Can the dark side clone the same appearance of these aliens? Yes, they can. So remember, somebody has to create the life form. And so everything out there in the universe may have a copy of it in the dark side. Now, is that energy of the aliens holding 100% spirit energy? Maybe not. How many people on this earth are holding 100% spirit energy? Well, we know the answer to that one, okay? And not very many. And so naturally, these aliens out there that were probably created by the light, that maybe people are channeling, bringing forth, telling us how wonderful they are and how they're going to bring in inventions down here in the future, you know. Remember, the light only works in the now, so anything that's talked about in the future is darkness. And so if these energies strictly are coming to us as saying they're going to help us out, you know, in the future, bringing this to us, and et cetera, why aren't they here now? Because they're probably also running the same mind, time, programs of darkness, and they're also being told what to tell you by the mind energy of darkness. So, remember, there's different hierarchies of aliens. Remember, if you think about the New Age movement, you're going to realize that somewhere we got told about the spiritual hierarchy. So that means that there is some place maybe that's maybe 1% light, 99% darkness. That's a spiritual hierarchy, not quite as advanced as something else. So this hierarchy energy is just strictly the way the darkness is showing that there's not always true light. And in fact, if there was 100% light there in the spiritual hierarchy, there would not be a hierarchy. So you have to connect the dots here. So that's all a bunch of stuff that was brought to us from the mind transmissions of the aliens to control us. And people believe in that, and that's fine. Your belief system will become working through the light of the darkness. This false illusion of true light, it will give you the self-fulfilling prophecy. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, thank you. So, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how we can take responsibility in our own healing, too, and how we need to be diligent in what websites we go to, what other doom and gloom prediction stuff we get involved in and how they can cord us, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that. I could also go into a little bit that some people are talking on the fast chat, but maybe first we can talk about some of those things and how they can actually get programs into us if we keep going back to that. And maybe we need to be diligent and choosing what to do for ourselves and what not to do for ourselves anymore, especially since we work with the Creation Light Shift. so that the healings can last, so that we won't go out of ourselves and keep our spirit in our bodies. Do you want to go into that a little bit, Ron, please?
Sure, a little bit here. So just connect the dots here, everybody. What's the biggest prediction that we have right now? Okay? Some of you may realize that ascension is coming, but ascension has been talked about for many years from people. There's books out on it. Almost all of it is probably false information. But we'll just say that it's true of what you have possibly heard or read. So we'll just take that premise. So we'll say that there is something happening with the planetary alignments, the crop circles, everything that people are talking about, the history of maybe the Mayans, the calendar, etc. And that all points to 2012, and typically I think it's December, 23rd of 2012. So let's say that is correct. So what's that doing to you? Okay, so that's a prediction. Remember what I said earlier, that predictions are the dark side working their way through to connect to us, okay? So just kind of say, yeah, that's true. Ron is telling us the truth. That's a prediction because the light only works in the now. So you should all be on the same page. Now, what if December 23rd of 2012 is a time that the dark side is going to use and have their ascension? And you're all out there eagerly waiting for this particular year, month, and date to be taken to ascension, to a dark side universe. Hello? Do you understand that? Should I repeat that? So if you think that the light's going to take you, that only works in the now, on December 12th, December of 23rd, they don't have any dates on ascension. But the dark side does. So all of you out there listening who thinks that's going to be the day, and you're agreeing to that, then you just automatically got your boarding pass to go to a dark side universe on that particular day. And sure, can the darkness take and get rid of the light that you're seeing on this planet? Remember, you're in time. They can black it out, okay? They can change this time-based reality. They can send you, they can materialize Jesus from the sky coming like the Bible talks about. They can do all this stuff and take you to a parallel universe on that date of pure darkness. They're setting you up. So, connect the dots, people. The light only works in the now and has no predictions for the future. Once you understand that, you're going to really catch on to what you're being fed, spoon-fed, and you have that that fish hook in your mouth with the heavy line on it. Are you going to be taken with other people to some dark side universe on that date? You know, think about it. And then we're talking about websites. Well, the dark side uses websites to connect to people. Remember, most people are looking for information. And so they can come through and use that website to transmit energies to you. So you want to be very careful. This is why on the Creation Lightship website, which is pure light, you can get this stuff taken off of you. So it's up to you how you choose to run your life. The light never promotes itself. Anybody says they're channeling archangels and Jesus and this and that and the other, that is the light of the darkness. The light does not channel or bring forth energies to channel. That's just the way it works. So you have to really be very careful. Use discernment, remember, because you need to find out from your spirit if what you're listening to or hearing is correct. So back to you. You have to go to your heart. If you don't go to your heart and you think your spirit's inside of your head, you were taught and told the wrong thing. And this is the whole process. This is what we're here to do, is to help you to get out of the darkness, to do these clearings. Remember, Jesus came to save you from your sins. The lightship is here to save you from your sins, which is your genetic programming. It will not force you, twist your arm, because lightship gives you free choice, free will. It's up to you to choose if you want to go into darkness or not. And you're already in darkness. You want to get out of it, I hope. That's why you listen to this program. If you do like the darkness, then by all means, just stay in it. You know, it's free choice. The lightship isn't going to say you're a bad person. They'll just say, well, We're losing part of ourselves to the darkness, and that's the way it is. And that's why they come every 2,000 years to save the ones that choose to come back into the light. And at some point, if they didn't come, there would be no more light. There'd only be darkness here. So that's just the way it works, and the darkness just wants to come in and take away the light from everything because it uses that light frequency to probably do its manifestations with and kills it. This is why, if you notice, you see the older practitioners now, probably between 40 and 60. A lot of these people that you thought were, quote, unquote, light workers, which are, they are light workers from the light of the darkness. So these light of the darkness light workers are losing their health. Why is that? Because the darkness doesn't care about the people. They will just kill and take over these people and get somebody else, maybe that's better looking, to do their program. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I think we might have a caller on, Ron. So caller, are you out there?
Hi, sorry, it would be Pauline again.
Hi, Pauline.
I had wanted to share something because today I went to get a haircut at a really big shishi salon, and I knew if they massaged, you know, when they wash their hair, they were going to touch me, so I put up the alien touching whatever part so that I wouldn't pick up, hopefully, I probably picked up some stuff, but it wasn't as bad, and with the auric protection, of course, I put that person in there as, you know, in the heart-based energy. And I felt so much better that I was, at least I felt somewhat protected. So I'm assuming since I'm on the light ship, I could just keep requesting. I don't know what came on my head. I'm sure stuff got transferred, but it wasn't as bad had I not done that. So, yeah, and I just was listening to the whole show. Really interesting about the, Ron, you noticed, I don't know if you realize, the date that I've heard is 12/21, and notice how it goes backwards. Remember how you have the natal barcode where we reverse it? You do one number and then you reverse it? That's what they're showing us. This is obviously the light of the dark info. By doing it that way, it's sort of playing with the numbers again with the reversal stuff.
I actually seen 23 also. Maybe it could be 21. But whatever
that's the one that everybody's talking about. It's the solstice. That's the supposedly the 12/21/2012. That makes so much more sense. Because doing the reversal stuff.
Okay. Well, that's good. But anyway, that's what you're being tapped into. Remember, they have you on this conveyor belt to death, to the light of the darkness. And people are believing that, and you're being herded like cattle down this chute with your, you know, with your bus ticket in your hand to hell. So that's the way it's working.
Well, that's why I'm so glad, Ron, I did that dark side intensive program removal. That helped me really see through all of this crap.
Yeah, you really start seeing through it. Yeah, you know.
And the Galactic Federation disconnect. I did them 2 days, one after the other, and it made such a shift in me that I can't even. Nobody could bullshit me anymore. I could see it, and I could even explain it now to people who are stuck in that. And I make so much sense. I feel like I'm talking like I'm so wise now. I feel like I'm speaking the teachings of Jesus through but whatever you've said. I mean, but my own spirit is telling me this now. I have not exactly heard you say things, but the same way that I'm saying them. But it's just very good that I'm connecting so deeply with my spirit now. So thank you for the clearing, and I really feel it's very important that people
who
have
done them. Have your spirit talk through you. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can, you know, help maybe one person out of 100 or even 1,000, you know. Remember, the light ship doesn't judge what people do. Unfortunately, they have to pick up the pieces afterwards, but they give you free choice, free will. And that's probably the main downfall of having the light. So you have to realize, would you rather have free choice, free will, or would you rather be controlled? And unfortunately, most people are controlled here. Well, we're all controlled. But we do have, you know, the sense of maybe going out and, you know, walking, eating, going to restaurants or driving your car or walking down a street. You do have some sort of free will, but the overall program, you know, is there. This is why even we have the Earth grid disconnect, because some people are so stuck in a program, they can't leave their own city. I've seen people with that. They go, I just can't go over there. I can only go like 20 miles. And if I start leaving that area, you know, where I used to live, I get terrified. My body starts shaking. Well, they're controlled, you know, because they can't leave. So it's quite interesting to see the amount of control on different people and how they relate to that. So, but the light shift gives you free choice, free will to have an experience. Otherwise, you know, if they didn't give you that, you'd be in darkness. And it's not darkness that the light is. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, Pauline. You're making me think about something that happened to me recently. I got into a hot tub, and it was just last week, and my kids were in the hot tub with me, and then they got out, and some other people came in, and all of a sudden, I started feeling all these energies around me from the other people, like jellyfish and octopus energies, snake energies. And it was amazing, and I just had not thought about it before, but did not feel anything from my children, who are up on the light ship a lot. So that was an interesting little thing I had to go through, but obviously I was able to clear all that. I think we have another caller on. Is there anyone there?
Yes, Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Do you have a question for Ron?
I wanted to see if he was doing any healings today or any removals.
Yeah, we usually do some samples. He did the emotional and some other samples. So you wanted a sample of the entity clearing?
I wanted to see if he saw any particular individual entities in my aura.
What do you say, Ron?
I don't necessarily look at people's energies. So the question would be, do you have entities? Yes. Right now, as I look at you, you probably have over 2,600 of them. Okay?
Oh.
So do you have one or two? Yeah, you have one or two. Can I release them all in this little short clearing? No, but I do hour sessions for people if you wanted to do that, or go online and do the unlimited one. And for you, I would say it would probably take you about maybe 12 entity clearings to get rid of these 2,600 entities that are attached to you. Okay, so what you want to do then is get on the entity clearing, a whole life clearing, and that's $5 times your age, and then I would pay the additional $50 for the unlimited. And you want to keep doing it probably about 12 times, and then you're going to probably feel that you're a different person afterwards. So, and that's not including alien entities, okay? The alien ones that are the parasitic life forms and alien being shapeshifters, you want to get on the website and you want to go into the alien attack removal and do that. That one costs $30 for the month. But the most ones that actually...
And then you say that not to go to any, churches or any kind of regular religious programs?
What's that again?
You say not to go to any regular, churches or anything, churches regularly or whatever.
If you want to know about darkness and learn about that and be connected to the aliens that you're trying to get away from, yes, that's a perfect place to go to, because they're not going to teach you the truth. And when all the congregation, let's say you go to a big congregation which has 2,000 people sitting there, and they start praying outside of themselves to maybe a couple thousand alien gods, and maybe even more, because naturally that energy may be taken to other aliens too. So maybe, let's say you're actually in a congregation of 2,000 people, and each person is now being connected with by, say, 10 alien life forms. So all of a sudden, those 2,000, turns into, 20,000 alien energies coming into that congregation, okay? And you're sitting there. Are you going to be affected by that? Of course. So if you wish to have more attacks done to your body and to have energies taken out of you, by all means, be my guest to do that. This is why Jesus said, don't pray outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. So what I'll do now for you is a sample clearing. We'll probably get out about 10 entities. And like I said, you want to go on the website if you want to get yourself cleared out. And, get on there and do your whole lifetime, and then also do the unlimited, because the unlimited is very, very useful and beneficial because they keep coming in. So here we go. But these are not the alien entities. These are ones that are emotional bodies of people who've lived here. So here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
So I'll go 5 days here. We'll take out some energies out of you. Probably a couple of days that have really affected your life, okay? 4 days ago. 3 days ago. This will work for everybody else listening. 2 days ago, yesterday, and today. So you may feel your personality changing slightly. So back to you, Annika, and we can see if Nathaniel feels better.
Yeah, how are you doing, Nathaniel?
Yeah, I feel a bit more sharp.
Oh, good. That's always good to feel that way. So I think you were kind of relating a little bit to Kathleen's question, which was sort of a suggestion there that she's saying with on the fast chat today. She's saying, we do not want to connect with any Office of the Christ programs, even though they say they bring compassion. And I think that is
dark side compassion.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that it is told to us in that way, because, of course, compassion sounds really, really good. So when Ron says hello, it's basically, you know, we are unfortunately can get trapped in so many ways. So one way to get out of all that entrapment is through the clearings. And Kathleen is also bringing up something else there that she's saying really well. So our goal is to remain free as we can get, as free as we can get with the clearings. And that's exactly right. That's how I experience it, Nathaniel. So I hope you will be able to do that real soon, and you will feel the differences when you...
I definitely feel a bit more free after the clearing.
Yeah, good. So to have your whole life clearing, you can either connect with Ron, and you can send him an email, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com, or you can even do them online. There's a lot of clearings that are online, and the entity clearing is one online. So you're in luck with that one. It's 24/7, and you can go any time of the day and night to have those clearings, and they can be done as unlimited too. So you can go back if you you know, when you want to do that. So that's a real freedom to have that opportunity. So thank you so much, Nathaniel.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Blessings to you.
Blessings. So we kind of started talking a little bit about the mind, Ron, and how many clearings you have that can really help the mind. You know, you have, for instance, the mental and the cell mental, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what is the difference between those two clearings.
Okay, I'll do a sample of the mental clearing here. And this normally is designed to get rid of the thoughts that you have recycling in a sense. We have a mind loop clearing, but this one here is like the voices in your head. This is mental congestion, okay? So we'll do that one here. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just kind of see how the thoughts in your head have changed, okay? So this is all dealing with your head energy. Remember, you want to clean that out. So when you clean out your thoughts in your head, then the darkness cannot bring you more thoughts because they connect from thought to thought, okay? So this is why we do a mental clearing. So people have asked me in the past, they go, Ron, if you always talk about the heart energy, why are you working with the mind? Well, this is because you got to clean that out too, okay? Remember, when you do a clearing, if there are any aliens attached to that energy trying to give you thoughts, they automatically have the chance to go to the light. And so the light will actually give them a spirit or a soul if they don't have that and help them out. Now, let's just say that, for instance, you have this alien person that belongs to, we'll just say the Palladians, right, just to pick one of the names that we have as a buzzword that we all know about. And this being maybe is 60% light, 40% darkness, okay? And so all of a sudden, it's giving you mind transmission, because that's all that it knows how to do. It got a payoff, you know. The payoff that it had is to maybe have a brand new car, we'll say, or a brand new spaceship, you know, to travel around in. So its thing is to frustrate you and maybe, you know, 50,000 other people. And that's what it got, is this brand new spaceship, just like we have down here, you know, although we have cars. So we'll just say that this person in its race is a senator, okay? And they got this payoff of a new spaceship to cause you havoc. So all of a sudden, as we do this clearing for this, as clearing you with these thoughts, it goes, man, I forgot what light is about. And I see light now, and I have 60% light into me, but, man, I traded my light for darkness. So it can say, gee, I want to come into more light. So it will have a healing, and it can now have its healing and turn into light. Now, maybe it might have a family, just like you have a family, and it can say, you know, we went the wrong way. We got to get rid of our little brand new spacecraft here and come into the light, because we sold our soul to, you know, the dark side. And this is how the light works. So just by you having a clearing, you're helping so many other things that you cannot physically see. Plus, by bringing more light into yourself, that will radiate out to your friends physically here. And some may run away from you, might even, you know, they don't ever want to see you again because you don't hold darkness, which is okay for you. But the ones that maybe are on the borderline might say, gee, this person's life has changed. They're emitting more light, and maybe I want to get part of that too. Or maybe you've been looking for a person, you know, for a new relationship with, and you carry darkness with you, and you look at the people around you, and you go, man, these people are very dark. I can't find anybody. Now you have yourself cleaned up a little bit more, and all of a sudden you start drawing somebody into your life that is worthwhile seeing because they're carrying more light energy. And so this is the way it works. So it's very simple when you start looking at it. So that's the sample of the mental clearing. What we're going to do now is a clearing that deals with your cellular energy. And this is also mental. And this one here... is kind of like, this is like one of the sludge bodies that we'll do here. I don't normally do the sludge bodies because we have so many other clearings that probably are more important. But the sludge body is the interface from the mind connecting your mind to mass consciousness, universal intelligence. These are all the New Age buzzwords that make you think that you're connecting to the light because you have, you know, the creative ability to tap into something. So there, here we go. This is one of the sludge bodies that we'll clear out. And I don't necessarily do these any longer for people. So here we go. But this is to give you an idea. You want to do the barcode clearings because they're so much more important. So here we go. Sludge body. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So the sludge body interfaces this one here with the energies that we remove on our 8-hour calls, and one of those energies is what we call the jellyfish energy, which sits on the top of your head, and all these tentacles go down and attach to every one of the cells in your body and brings forth your thoughts to you, and they program these thoughts as a different movie, different people in them, or they change the movie to become negative in your dreams. So this is how these work. We'll do another sample clearing, which is what I call the mind loop number one. And this is for people who have the same thoughts over and over and over again. You know, maybe you have a thought that reoccurs every day so that you have to go to a certain website, maybe to see what the new Galactic Federation is talking about today's New Age channeling or something. We talked about that earlier, which in that mind loop clearing, the mind is actually being connected so that you're forced to go to that website to get the dark side to hit you with negativity. So this clearing helps you get out of that. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared and today cleared. This is also for mental patterns that people have. Where you just can't seem to get out of your own way, and you don't know why things keep happening to you. It's because the dark side gave you a mind loop program, and you keep recycling that. People also have mind loop programs maybe on special days, maybe their birthday. Maybe you have it the same day of each month. Maybe you have a mind loop program on a certain day when a certain bill comes in, and you get terrorized because of that. Maybe your phone bill comes, and you go, yikes, I don't want to pay that, but yet you use a service. So it's kind of up to you, you know, how these programs are running in you. Remember, they're all causing you distress. So the best thing is to get in the present moment and not have the mind loop program. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Kathleen was just saying there, negative dreams are programs, she's asking. Torment, not learning, is her question.
Yeah, I would say so, yes. All dreams typically to me would be some type of alien program to you. And that alien program can be placed inside of you, and it's just activated. Remember, when they got put into you, maybe they got put into you 50,000 years ago, and they wanted it to come forward every 2,000 years for the ascension time. So you're getting close to ascension. The dark side knows when that's going to be approximately, or they create a date like they just got through doing, and which could be true. It's true for them, okay? Whether it's true to the light is hard to say. More than likely it's not, because they only work in the now. So the day of ascension for the darkness will probably be on that day, because they're telling everybody about it. You know, this is the day for them to attached to everybody on this planet to get rid of them off this planet. So that's what the day they chose, and it's predicted that. Remember, it's predicted, you know, in Armageddon, you know, all the darkness and stuff. So, of course, you know, if you wish to sign on to that line and buy that ticket for that bus ride, by all means, believe that, and you will be taken there. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Ren had some questions about the Ascension barcode, and I think it's kind of interesting to bring up, too, since we've talked a lot about, you know, ascending or possibly being kept from actually getting to that and what's in store for us here, what we're dealing with. So she asked something about the Ascension barcode, if that will help make sure that we can actually get out of here. And then I also know you have the Dark Side Ascension Program barcode. Maybe you can speak a little bit about those.
Yeah, so the Dark Side knows that the Ascension time is coming, which the light is giving everybody in the universe of light. So, to prevent that, the Dark Side has given you a Ascension barcode so that when that time comes near, it goes off, and it probably puts up a big smoke screen for you, so that you're unconscious at that particular time. Okay, we all know how we become unconscious sometimes, or the time goes by very quickly, we forget an appointment. That's because you're living in a time-based reality. So what if they took the time at the time of ascension and they took you to a dark side universe, which is what they're planning to do, then you missed it. Remember, you're still here, right? How many ascensions have you missed? How many of those bus tickets, you know, or plane tickets did you take to go to these places, okay? And if you're here, you took them, okay? That's your spirit. It'll tell you. It says, yeah, I forgot about it, you know? I knew it was coming, but, you know, the dark side presented itself for ascension, and I took that. So, yeah, you want to get the ascension barcode released from you, from the darkness. And by all means, you want to get the barcode taken off of your spirit so they can't connect with you. And then more so, or maybe even similar, you want to get off your abduction barcode to get the alien abductions from stopping. You want to get those off of you so you don't get taken up or taken down, you know, or taken sideways or wherever you go to. So you want to get that off of your body. So we have other clearings too, you know, that help you with this here. But the whole thing is self-empowerment. How self-empowered do you wish to get? It's up to you, you know. And the whole thing is, what we do here is take away from you the darkness. Remember, you collected it, and now you have a way to get rid of it. The light ship can take it off of you. You're not going to find any means of healing modalities on this planet and or alien modalities of people channeling things that are going to get rid of the darkness from you, because these energies are controlled by darkness. And the darkness is not going to do a thorough job because it didn't create you. So this is the bottom line. If you want to have help, you need to go to where Jesus came from, which is the light ship, and just look and see what he did for humanity. Not very many people ascended. They didn't get it because the dark side was too involved with humanity, you know. And that's basically it. Are you going to allow yourself to lose ascension again? And are you going to buy that bus ticket for the 2012 date? You know, have you already bought it? If you already bought it and you believe it and you go to these websites and read about it, boy, you better backpedal. And you better get these abduction barcodes off of you because they put them on you, even maybe stronger ones. So back to you, Annika. Remember, it's your free will, free choice that got you into this mess.
Okay, so I know we don't have much time to go, actually. I can't believe how fast this show goes sometimes. But I know you've got your eight-hour calls coming up again, and they're starting this Sunday, right, Ron?
Yes, we're doing another month of clearings here. So the next set of clearings, which is for the body rejuvenation, getting rid of alien life forms out of you. These are invisible life forms, parasitic things. It'll be coming and starting this coming Sunday again. So we'll be doing three consecutive Sundays before I go back to New York. Normally I like to skip some time in between, but we're doing it continuous because of my New York schedule. So, also we do a four-hour a call on the last week of that also on Saturday. So if you want to have this stuff off of you, come on the calls. It's the only place you're going to get it off. So I'll say blessings to all of you. I'll bring some peace energy in and turn it back over to you, Annika. Our next program is Wednesday on Again Station 1 at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, so thank you, everyone. And remember, Ask One Radio is coming up at 7 Pacific Standard Time with Pauline. So see you there. Blessings.